going to turn this call right on over to Minister Tiffany. You're going to take it from here?
Yes, ma'am, I got you. Do you hear me okay?
Loud and clear. It's all yours.
Okay, great, great. Thank you. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Morning Call. Who just joined us this mighty Monday morning? If you haven't yet done so, if you would just give us your name and where you're calling from at this time, we welcome you to the Master's Morning Call.
Melinda,
well, good morning, everyone. What a mighty, 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 mighty Monday morning this is. We bless each one of you, and thank you for joining us this Monday morning on the Master's Morning Call, where we gather each Monday through Friday, and today and every day, we know that it's all about the Master. So we welcome and we greet each one of you with kingdom greetings. We thank you that you have joined us to seek the Master first and his righteousness, and know that everything else he will and he shall add unto us. So we welcome each of you to the Master's Morning Call. Our scripture for the Master's Morning Call that we stand on is Psalms 88:13, which says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord. In the morning my prayer comes before you." One of you, if you just chimed in and would like to give your name and where you're calling from, go ahead and do so at this time. We welcome you.
Prudence from Atlanta.
Welcome, Prudence from Atlanta. Anyone else out there that would like to give their name and where they're calling from?
Charlie Lewis, Cedar Hill, Texas.
Welcome from Cedar Hill, Texas. God bless you. Is there anyone else out there who just joined us on the Master's Call that would like to give your name and where you're calling from at this time?
Columbia, South Carolina.
I heard South Carolina, and I heard another voice out there, but I didn't get your name and where you're calling from.
Steve from Washington, D.C.
Welcome from Washington, D.C. God bless you this morning. We're going to go ahead and get this call started because we will have a word from the Lord, and I don't want to take up too much time, but I say that if you have any requests that you would like to send out, you could go ahead and send those requests to our email address, which is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Once again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We're looking for other prayer intercessors. If you would like to be a part of the prayer intercessors on this line, we ask that you would put in the subject of your email, prayer intercessor, and send your name, your telephone number, and your email address to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Our mission statement for this call is to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day, accepting his call to be ministers in the marketplace. So we're going to go ahead and open our call up with a word of prayer this morning. I'm going to ask my sister, Kathy Washington, to come back on and open us up in a word of prayer. Kathy, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me, Tiffany?
Loud and clear.
Awesome. Father, we just come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you for this new day that you've given unto us. Thank you, Lord God, that you have caused us to wake up and have the activity of our limb. We never, ever, ever take that for granted. Father, we thank you that you cause us to see the dawning of a new day. So that, with that said, Father, we wake up giving you praise. We wake up giving you glory. We wake up saying, Father, thank you. Hallelujah, because you're so good to us. And how much we love and appreciate you this day. Thank you for all that have gathered here today, Lord God, on this call to hear a word from you. We thank you, Lord God, that you have caused us to come together once again. You brought those from New Jersey and back from L.A. You brought them home safely, and we thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus. And even those that are still yet traveling, Father, we thank you for traveling mercies and bringing them home safely, Lord God. Thank you for the excitement that they gained, Lord God, at our regional. We bless you, Lord God, for all the information that was shared there, Lord God, that those of us that were not able to be there but was there over the web, we bless you, Lord God, for what's happening with Artists International. We hold up our founders before you now in the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord God, to continue to order their steps. Continue to put the right people in their pathway. Continue to put the right leadership in place. Thank you, God, for all that you're doing with this company. Thank you that the products are blessing and saving lives, Lord God. And we give you praise and glory and honor for that. We thank you for the founders of the Master's Call, God. Thank you for Dr. PK. Thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Vanessa. Thank you, Lord God, for Dr. J, who's come alongside to help. Thank you, God, for all of the prayer warriors and intercessors, those that go, Lord God, that lay before you and pray on behalf of your people. God, we thank you for this call. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in each and every one of our lives. We thank you for what we see that you're doing, God, even in our businesses. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do, even on this call today. We ask, Lord God, that you continue to anoint your servant, God. Hallelujah. We bless you for what you're doing in her lives, her life, Lord God. Thank you for the new territory that you're going to cause her to walk in. Ah, we bless you right now, God. We thank you for the word that you put in her mouth today. We sit with great anticipation for what you're going to do. Thank you, but you already downloaded it for her right now, to her now, and she's going to disseminate it to us, Lord God, what you've already said in her heart. Now, we come against any attack of the enemy. We come against any distraction. We come against anything that wants to interfere with the word of God that shall come forth on this call. And we declare and decree today that we will be open to hear, our hearts ready, fertile, ready to receive the word that you have for us today, God. And we submit to it now in the name of Jesus, not just be hearers of the word, but God, we become doers of the word. And we bless you for the woman of God that you shall use in to stand and declare your word this morning. Help us, oh God, as we stand and at great anticipation of what you're going to say and what you're going to do. We bless you, Lord God, that we are truly your ministers, and we intend on continuing to stand still and see the salvation of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
God bless you. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. We bless you this morning on the Master's Morning Call. And we bless each one of you that have joined us this morning on the Master's Call. On behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Jocelyn Henderson, it is indeed a privilege and pleasure for me to greet each one of you. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Inglewood, California. And truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. And we have nothing to complain about, but we will and shall rejoice and be glad in it. So we thank you for joining us on the Master's Call. You can also go to our web address, which is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, that's www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And all of our messages from the beginning of our call on October the 25th, 2010, have been archived there. So if you need a word in the middle of the day, in the beginning of the day, we invite you to go there and go through our buffet of messages and be blessed. So we invite you to that website at any time. And as far as artists is concerned, artists is off the chain. And I'm telling you, God is elevating artists to another dimension, another level. And I just say, just put on your seatbelt and get ready for what artists has in store. If you are an artist distributor on this line, remember today is the last day for the buy two, get one free. So I suggest that you get out and share what you know about artists, be a product of the product. And if you are not an artist distributor, I invite you to get back to the person who invited you to this call so that you could get furthermore information. So we bless the Diaz de Leon family for their faithfulness and for their vision, and we pray that God will continue to elevate artists to higher and higher heights. And we thank you for joining us once again on the Master's Call. So I am going to move myself right on out the way, and I'm going to bring to you this morning a prophetess, a pastor, a doctor, Ms. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Texas. I don't know if she's in Prairie View or Dallas this morning, but wherever she is coming with word from the Lord. And today on this mighty Monday morning, we speak Rhema word. So we say, Rhema word, come on right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray that you would use Dr. Vanessa as she would come this morning. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
I am there, Miss Evangelist Tiffany. Thank you so much for that spirited introduction, for your dedication to the call. We esteem the God in you. Thank God for you. And Minister Kathy, thank you for opening up the portals of heaven. And to each and every one on the Master's Call line this morning, send the warmest of kingdom greetings to you. There is a word from the Lord this morning. I'm praying I can get through everything today. If not, we'll continue it on next week. The title of our message for today is, This is Only a Test. How is your emotional broadcasting system working? I think we've all been watching TV and heard the beep sound, and it says, This is only a test. And they talk about the emergency broadcasting system and what you do in case of an emergency. Oh, but this morning, I tell you, I was stirred in my heart a couple of weeks ago when Minister Willa talked about testing 1, 2, 3, 4, and it just kind of marinated in my spirit, and God took me a different way, but off that platform. So this morning, this is only a test. How is your emotional broadcasting system working? Well, I've used the text, and most of us know the story of Joseph, starting in Genesis 37 in that chapter, literally all the way through the 50th chapter. And we're going to use him as a springboard as we talk about our test. This is only a test, but how is your emotional broadcasting system working? How are you admitting yourself? See, how do we react to tests? To challenges, to disappointments, to rejection, to betrayals, to life's emergencies. How to react when they come our way? Is what we say on the outside really what we are made of up in the inside? See, if the Word of God is really constantly going inside of you and I, then when life squeezes us, then only the Word of God is what should be coming out of us. Gonna say amen, oh me. See, like a tube of toothpaste, when it's squeezed, the toothpaste begins to ooze out of it. When the tests of life come, what is really oozing out of you and me? How well is our emotional broadcasting system working? See, how well is our emotional broadcasting system handling our test, our challenges, our emergencies, as Joseph B. Washington would say, our issues of life? When the devil blindsides us, when we are experiencing a demonic round of fiery darts hurled at us, how well is our emotional broadcasting system working? So when the tests of life come, and they surely will come, are we ready for the test? Can we handle the emotional emergencies? Can we pass the test? Better yet, are we passing the test? Is our EBS, our emotional broadcasting system, ready to emit and transmit the right frequencies to all the people around us? Are we transmitting the agape love, that 1 Corinthians 13 love of Christ in the midst of the moment? Or is our emotional broadcasting system picking up some heavy static on the line, the static of fear, of rejection, of being offended, of jealousy, abandonment, disappointment, or feeling betrayed? Are we transmitting just a whole lot of negative energy to everyone who comes around, or anyone who comes around us this morning? This is only a test. How is your emotional broadcasting system working? See, we have often taught about being spiritually led and not emotionally led. See, God gave us emotions, and we're supposed to always submit those emotions to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us. We've talked about that from Romans 7 and 8, in those chapters where Paul was writing to church folks, to believers, about handling our emotional broadcasting system. See, many spiritual casualties occur in believers' lives. Why? Because we do not have a healthy, properly functioning emotional broadcasting system. Many of us know our emotions are all over the place. Some of us call it our display of hormone havoc. But today, we're going to discuss how to have a stable, strong, yet sensitive emotional broadcasting system, ready and able to handle any and every fiery dart that the enemy may hurl at us. With our lesson for today and with every life lesson, always remember that after the information is taught, after our training is given, a test will always come. And when the test comes, remember, the teacher is always silent during the test. Oh, you better catch that by the Spirit this morning. It's only a test. Keep your cool. Don't lose your head. Keep your focus. It's only a test. Let's discuss this morning 5 life lessons to a healthy emotional broadcasting system. 5 life lessons to a healthy emotional broadcasting system. In Genesis 37, Joseph had a dream, and he shared it with his brothers, his family. Our first life lesson, the hardest emotional test to pass will come from the people you love the most. The hardest emotional test to pass, they will come from the people you love the most. See, nobody and nothing can try you like family and loved ones. As I often say, you're working on my last nerve and my reserve nerve today. Loved ones and family can do that. See, often it seems like the strongest opposition and resistance comes from the sources you would expect the most support from, family. Many family and loved ones may love you, but they don't really like what you do. They don't like your dreams and your ambitions. The closest to you often can't see the greatness in you. Let me say that again. The closest to you often can't see the greatness in you. They are too close to the forest to even see your many trees of greatness. It was Joseph's own brothers who sought to destroy Joseph out of jealousy toward him, the dreamer. Often when others can't quiet you, they'll try to kill you. And if they can't quiet you about your dreams and your goals, they will try to kill you and your dreams and goals. This is your truest example of what I call holy haters, family and loved ones. Now, number two life lesson. When you are striving to live holy, others will try to steal God's glory. When you're striving to live holy, others will try to steal God's glory. When Joseph ended up in Potiphar's house, God gave him favor in his house, but Potiphar's wife desired to hook up with Joseph. He was a handsome young man, but Joseph stayed true to his God, to Yahweh, and his beliefs. See, we know that Potiphar's wife lied on Joseph, and he was sent to prison. Remember, many tests will challenge your core beliefs and principles. Right now, we live in a country that is arguing about the definition of the institution of marriage. God did not make Adam and Steve or Eve and Yvette. He made Adam and Eve, but we're being challenged, and you will be challenged with a test on your very core beliefs and principles. During a test, stay true to God and his word. No ungodly compromise. Many times people will try to get us to compromise, then try to justify it, the sin. But wrong is wrong, and God does not, never has, and never will use evil to produce good. Again, when you stand for truth and justice, others will try to destroy you because you will join in with their deception and their evil. And just like Joseph did with Potiphar's wife, flee from evil. The word says from my favorite book in the Bible, I call it the Common Sense Book, in James 4, verse 7, that seventh verse of James 4 says, submit, don't forget that comes first, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Then you can resist the devil and he will flee from you. Too many of us are trying to resist the devil, but we haven't submitted ourselves to God. Oh, continuing on with number three of our five life lessons to our healthy emotional broadcasting system. Number three, you do what you know is right and leave all the consequences up to God. I love that. That's a theme that Dr. Charles Stanley on In Touch Ministries uses before and after every message. You do what you know is right and leave all the consequences up to God. In other words, do the right thing. Do the right thing. Sometimes it feels like you've taken two steps forward and 10 steps backwards after you have done the right thing and everything still appears to go wrong, but you be found guilty of righteousness. Joseph did the honorable, the righteous thing by not succumbing to the temptation to be with Potiphar's wife. And what happens? He ends up in prison. God, something is wrong with this picture. We do what's right and we still get punished. Woo, help my emotions, Holy Ghost. Well, seems like to add insult to injury, Joseph interprets the dreams correctly, and the butler is released and back in the presence of the king and develops a bad case of selective amnesia and forgets to tell about Joseph. And then more time goes by with Joseph falsely accused in prison. So when doing the right, righteous thing, remember delay is not denial. God is a God of Kairos timing, and we all must be patient and wait for it. During this season when life seems like it has you on a holding pattern, we must choose to keep our emotions full of faith, strengthened by a positive spirit of expectation. All this is only a test. How is your emotional broadcasting system working? Number four, people see your stars. People see your success, and they have no idea how many scars it took to achieve that success. Our people see your stars, but have no idea how many scars it took to achieve it. See, in other words, people get excited about seeing your glory, and they have no idea how many painful sacrifices were in the rest of the story. Others see the success and the fame, but they don't realize that you paid a high price tag in which you endured the pressures and the pain. See, Joseph is now flowing in his anointing and his gift by interpreting the king's dream. Many there in the palace are probably saying, well, who is he? Where did this Joseph come from? What gives him the right to come out of prison and come before the king and interpret the dream? People will always question your right to be there, having no idea that you have every right to be there. Oh, let me say that again. Don't worry. There will always be people who question your right to be there, and they have no idea that you have every right to be there. People have no idea that you've been kept by God on the backside of the mountain. And God himself said, it's promotion time. And with God, he did not seek, nor does he ever need anyone else's permission. Like David, you've already paid your dues with the bear of betrayal. And like Joseph with his brothers, yes, people will betray you. Like David, you faced the lion of lying. Like Joseph with Potiphar's wife. Yes, the saints and the ain'ts will lie on you with their tongue-talking, Bible-toting, oil-slinging selves. But you have paid your dues and the dues of your next generation. Yet there will always be those who question your validity and credibility. Ah, but pass your test. Let your emotions and your mouth stay rooted and grounded in Christ. Ah, this is only a test. How is your emotional broadcasting system working? And five, and lastly, when God promotes you, your emotions must reflect the humility of Christ, saturated with the forgiveness from the Father and anchoring your peace in his promises. When Joseph was tested with Pharaoh's dreams in chapter 41, God spoke powerfully through him. And in Genesis 41:41, Pharaoh placed Joseph in charge of all of Egypt. purpose was being fulfilled as Joseph is now positioned for power during the famine in Israel. See, when God is shifting and sifting, we must take time and allow our emotions to be exposed and healed. In Genesis 45, verses 1 and 2, then Joseph could not refrain himself before all of them that stood by him, and he cried, because every man caused every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. Verse 2, and he wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. Let me read it in the NIV real quickly in my last minute, because that brings it home really good, and that Genesis 45, 1. Then Joseph could no longer control himself before all his attendants, and he cried out, have everyone leave my presence. So there was no one with Joseph when he made himself known to his brothers. Verse 2, and he wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard him, and Pharaoh's household heard about it. See, remember, we're talking about emotions, and how is your emotional broadcasting system working? Don't implode. That means don't explode within when you just need to expose and explain what you're really feeling. Verse 3, Joseph said to his brothers, I am Joseph. Is my father still living? But his brothers were not able to answer him because they were terrified at his presence. You know, when saints know they've done wrong, get quiet as a church house mouse. Verse 4, then Joseph said to his brothers, come close to me. When they had done so, he said, I am your brother, Joseph, the one you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. For 2 years now there has been famine in the land, and for the next 5 years there will be no plowing and reaping. But God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a remnant on earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So then it was not you who sent me here, but God. He made me father to Pharaoh, the lord of his entire household, and the ruler of all of Egypt. Now hurry back to my father and say to him, this is what your son Joseph says, God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me, don't delay. See, we must be in control of our emotions through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, not our fleshly desires. What am I saying? Joseph had many justifiable times when he could have reached wrongly and reacted wrongly in his emotions and miscarried his purpose. Joseph could have succumbed to negative emotions with the many setbacks he encountered, and he would have probably aborted his ultimate assignment. During those times of ultimate testing, we have to remember, like Joseph, and stay aligned with our assignment, even when our emotions want to bounce all over the place. Practice the sum principle, shut up ministry, and submit your emotions to God. Let God tell you how to broadcast your emotions. Remember his strategic word during intense times of emotional testing. This is when Romans 8:28 comes to pass, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. This is only a test. Pass your test today, Master Call family. How is your emotional broadcasting system? Back to you, Tiffany.
Wow. See, that really put us in check this morning. We thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for getting our EBS system on track. Monitor and check your EBS systems today. She said, this is only a test. How is your emotional broadcast system working? She said, when life squeezes us, only the word of God should be coming out of us. How powerful was that? We thank you very much for that Rhema word of God, and I pray that it would not just be in our ears, but that it would meditate our hearts, our minds, our bodies, and our souls. At this time, I would like to ask Minister Candy if she would come and close us out in a word of prayer. Candy, are you there?
Tell me to hit star six.
Candy, go ahead and press star 6 on your phone.
Oh, she muted herself back. Okay, Candy, you're free. She's she keeps muting herself back.
I heard a little bit of it. Candy, are you there?
I'm here.
Yes, I hear you now, loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Praise God. Hallelujah. That was a good word. That was a good word. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we close this call in prayer, praising you and lifting up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The name that is above every name. The name that makes demons tremble. The name to which every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord. The name that heals the sick and raises the dead. The name that gives us life more abundantly. The name that takes away sin and gives salvation. The name that is majestic and holy. The name that reaches above the highest mountain and goes to the lowest valley. There is no greater name I know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for the precious name of Jesus. So I call on the name this morning to open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing to overflow our storehouses. For those in need, I lift them up to you this morning for overflow. I call upon the name to release all grace, every favor and earthly blessing to abound toward us in abundance so that we are self-sufficient and able to furnish every good work and charitable donation. God, your word said we are the seed of Abraham and joint heirs with Christ. So I call upon the name to deposit wealth and riches into our houses. You said we are blessed to be a blessing, and we will go into the nations lifting up the name of Jesus. You said we are redeemed from the curse by the blood that was shed from the name of Jesus. This morning I call upon that blood from Jesus to cover sicknesses, all diseases, aches and pains, joint disorders, broken bones, heart problems, muscular problems, skeletal and nerve disorders, chemical imbalances and brain malfunctions, cancers and growths, all diseases, every medical death sentence, all doubt and confusion, all addictions, spells, hex, vex, spirit of witchcraft, and demonic strongholds. I call upon the name of Jesus to go after the wayward child who has gone astray, the person whose mind has been possessed by Satan. God, I bind the hand of the enemy. I draw the bloodline between us and the devil. I loose the anointing of God over the lives of everyone on this call and all of our loved ones and families. Lord God, we are on the battlefield for you, and I know we will not be defeated because your word says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper and that we are covered, hallelujah, by that blood of Jesus. I cover every person within the sound of my voice, their families and their loved ones, with the precious blood that was shed by the name of Jesus. That is the name that will keep us protected. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, let us forever be mindful of your presence in our lives and the privilege that we have in serving you. And I seal this prayer with the same blood covering in the name of Jesus. We love you, Father. We praise you. We honor you. And we bless your holy name, Jesus. Amen and amen. Back to you, Tiffany.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Kathy, for sealing that word and sealing our call this morning in prayer. To Dr. Vanessa, thank you very much for that rhema word of God. And what just came into my mind from that message is when you're driving your car, there's a little red light that comes on that tells you to check your car system. So as you go through this day with your emotions, when that little red light comes on, just go ahead and put your emotions in check. And to Minister Kathy, thank you very much for opening us up in a word of prayer. So to each of you, the Master's Morning Call listeners, we bless each one of you and thank you very much for joining with us on this mighty Monday morning. And we pray that this call has been a blessing to you and that as you go out and into the marketplace, that you will enhance and empower and enrich lives on this day. We send each one of you off with kingdom greetings until we meet again. God bless each one of you. We love you. And we'll see you on the call and hear you on the call on tomorrow. God bless you. Goodbye.